Our Commonwealth has thousands of regulations on the books, many of which were enacted several decades ago and have yet to ever be re-examined or re-evaluated. In fact, our state does not know how many regulations are on the books throughout state government. It took a university-based research center to do a keyword search and found that we have over 153,000 regulations on the books. 153,000 regulations. Overregulation throughout state government places excessive burdens on our residents and businesses in a time when so many are out of jobs and trying to make ends meet. Through the last 2.5 months, even the governor has found archaic regulations to remove burdens that have allowed healthcare workers to join the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Senate Bill 251 would establish the independent office of the repealer to undertake a regular and systemic independent review of existing regulations. This independent office would also receive and process recommendations, evaluate the merits of recommendations in accordance with decision, rules, and quantitative and qualitative criteria, and make recommendations to the General Assembly, the governor, and executive agencies for repeal, modification, or revision of those regulations. This bill would also implement a one-in-two-out model for new regulations, meaning for every new regulation added, two must be repealed. And finally, the bill would include a sunset date of 5 years to ensure that the Office of the Repealer is able to properly review all regulations and make necessary recommendations without this office continuing in perpetuity. The goal of this legislation is simple. It is to reduce or eliminate unreasonable, unduly burdensome, duplicative, outdated, or conflicting statutes that hinder efficiency and are detrimental to the economic well-being of the Commonwealth. We want to bring our statutes up to date and foster a more business-friendly climate for all of our residents. Now more than ever, it is vital to protect the economy of our state. And by eliminating just some of our thousands of regulations, we can begin to help all Pennsylvanian citizens in a time when they need that help the most.